Now, I'm sure you've heard that social media can find ways to be harmful for our mental health, but do you know why? One of the big reasons can be its impact on body image and self-esteem. Things like health trends going viral on social media can be a major culprit. We've got an expert here to tell us more. Clinical psychologist Scott Fatt is in the studio. Thank you so much for coming on.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
First thing I want to ask is, you know, body image and the way that it relates to social media has been discussed in the popular conversation for a while now, but often there's more of a lens. It's more focused on young girls, typically, that conversation. And as I understand, your work is focused more on the impacts of adolescent boys. And I want to know what's going on? Like, what's the situation as you understand it?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a really good point that a lot of the research, a lot of the focus has been on girls and on women. And it's kind of not been seen as that problematic in boys. But as we've done more research and we've looked into it more, we see that there is actually still this problem in boys. You know, in social media, I think as a tool, it can be used for a lot of good. There's a lot of ways that social media can have positive impacts on people in terms of their health and mental health. You know, thinking about access to information, connecting in with communities. There's a lot of advocacy for like body acceptance and appreciation. But then there's also kind of the more dangerous side. And social media has a lot of these features built within it that can kind of turn up that negative side. So things like these kind of unattainable body image standards. You know, when you've got filtering, you've got people posing in certain ways, it kind of creates this image of this is what you should look like. And for any young person, whether you're a female or a male, when you're like consuming that information over and over, it can create an image in your head of what I should look like. For girls, it's been seen maybe for a long time, especially in like magazines and whatnot. But for boys, we're seeing it coming through a lot in that kind of fitness industry as well.
Super interesting to hear you say that, because I don't know if you could, it almost feels like the situation for girls has not been great for a while. And now with, as you say, the online fitness industry taking off and kind of, I don't know, maybe a bit of crossover with like manosphere influences and stuff like that. Now, young teenage boys are getting their own kind of analog in terms of unattainable fitness standards. Because I was in high school, I don't know, something like 8 years ago now, and I don't really remember feeling any distinct pressure to have any kind, nothing too distinct. Like, there were things bubbling away. But now when I go to the gym, it's like, it's most, for better or worse, it's mostly teenagers, which is, it's got to have something to do with what's going on TikTok, right? Like, that'd be a fair assessment.
Yeah. I mean, definitely like TikTok, Instagram, they're very image-based mediums. So we mostly are consuming images, we're consuming videos. And so those types of platforms are being widely used by adolescents. And so we'd expect that if you're consuming that type of content over and over and over, that it makes sense that you then would try and aspire to look like that. Unfortunately, that doesn't always lead to actually healthy behaviors. You know, some of my research has looked at consuming fitness content, so like Fitspiration. Mm-hmm. And even though it's meant to be marketed as inspiring people to be healthier, we actually find that it's actually tends to be associated more with body dissatisfaction, mm-hmm. and then appearance-based motivations for exercise, yeah. rather than yeah. health. And the thing about appearance-based motivations, they don't actually tend to lead to long-term change.
Right.
Whereas when you exercise for health or for well-being, then you actually see that predicts long-term change.
That's so interesting. So there's evidence to suggest that people actually stick at the gym for less time when it's about the aesthetic as opposed to the health. I was going to ask, what is it, like young people are being asked to navigate like a pretty complex landscape of health media, and you know, researchers like you slowly sort of putting a spotlight on what exactly is going on so it can be made sense of. What advice do you have for young people trying to navigate health and their lives and all of these pressures coming at them from social media? How do you suggest that they, you know, try to be healthy but don't fall prey to some of the nastier sides of what social media has to offer?
Yeah, for sure. And it's really challenging. And something that social media has done is it's increase the quantity of information that we're receiving, but it also has opened up the door for questions around legitimacy. So just because someone's telling you on TikTok or Instagram that this is healthy doesn't necessarily mean that there's evidence for that. So one thing that I think is really important is if you are concerned about your health, go and see a health professional. You know, one of the hidden costs with following TikTok trends or Instagram trends for health reasons is that over time, you might try this trend and it doesn't work. Then you try this trend and it doesn't work. And you try this trend and it doesn't work. And you kind of lose faith in the fact that anything can help you, but you haven't actually tried the evidence-based treatment. You know, I know someone that had difficulties with sleep, insomnia, and they tried all of these different things, like different essential oils, they tried different pillows, you know, tons of different things. And I said to them, you know, the evidence-based treatment is going to see a sleep psychologist. And eventually they did it, and three sessions later, they'd improved dramatically. And so if you are really concerned about your health, maybe, yeah, speak to a doctor, speak to a health professional.
Scott, it's been a really interesting conversation. Thank you so much for coming on. That was Scott Fatt, who was here for a really interesting chat about managing health advice on social media as a young person and some of the traps that, I don't know if you could call them that, but some of the problems with that and how to better manage your health in light of all the new information that young people are being exposed to.